Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. It's Friday. TGIF. August 28, 2015. It's 5 o'clock p.m. Central Daylight Time. You're listening to the I Love Politics show. I'm B. Sayers. You can call me B. This show is live from Houston, Texas. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen in to the show today. You can call in because I'm available, 323-417-6838. The title of my show today, We Built This Land on Broken Promises. That's it. That's what I'm going to talk about. We built this land on broken promises. Now, I do praise, I do politics, and I do productivity. I think that those three topics, a master of those three topics, will get you anywhere. I believe that. Because you got to know politics, because that's where the power is, everyday power. You got to do praise, because that's the mightiest power of all. And you got to do productivity. Power of money has to be involved. So, I do praise, I do politics, and I do productivity. I love America, I love politics, and I love finding people jobs. So, I want to say to you, it is time for the people of America to think beyond skin color, because this stuff has got old. And it's evident now, things that blacks has been trying to get people to open their ears to hear. At least now with cameras, the eyes help you to hear because you can see problems in America. We built this land on broken promises. We actually built a great place, no doubt about that. We built it. Americans built it. Americans built America. There is a problem today because there's two people who are powerful and who are corrupt who seem to think they built this America. Well, that's one of those lies. And that it's time that lie is put to rest. We built this land on broken promises. There have been people all through the centuries. And I'm fifth generation out of slavery. And my ancestors who were slaves were hundreds of years into slavery. We built this land on broken promises. I don't know what the promise was. I don't know enough about history to know what was promised to the Native American Indian, who is the only natural American. That's the only thing that I know about the history of the Indian as far as promises broken. I don't know what was said, what was agreed upon. I don't know that much. The history of the Indians, it wasn't taught to me in school. And as I became a young adult, I learned a lot about America's history. But I was thirsting for the knowledge of black history in America. And so I didn't learn a lot about history as far as the Indian goes and the immigrants go that came and helped build railroads. I know that the Chinese was a big part in the building of the railroads. I know a few things like that. But when the powerful, wealthy today say, I built this land, they lie. You have to include the Indians, which I understand that there were treaties that were broken by the white man. You have to understand that we have blacks, and there was reparation promised and was not, and it became a broken promise. And I know about give us your poor, you're tired, and that seems to me to be another broken promise, Crow, where we were going to have equal but separate rights. That was another broken promise. Women were supposed to have gained rights. That's another broken promise. Voting rights for blacks in America, that's another broken promise. Katrina, broken promise. You see, promises are made for the moment, and then they are broken in America, the land of opportunity, the country, exceptionalism, the land of the brave, the land of the free. Now, I want to know who exactly is included in the things we hear said about America the Beautiful. It doesn't include me, but it shall. America's history is about battles won, battles lost, treaties, promises, and broken promises. Who is it that broke the promises first? Our government. Who is it that continues the broken promises? Private institutions and our government agencies. Government broke promises. Government come back and legalized the breaking of these promises and moved the majority race forward. Because say that the African American truly got out of the end of slavery was low wages and clothes, because he didn't have to run around no more naked. No more naked slaves, and we'll pay them a little bit, but if money gets short, we'll use the black code laws and lock them up and put them on plantations so that they can work free. Broken promises. Sharecropping. Broken promises. The paths ahead now for America are uncharted and crowded. We got a crowded path, and that's okay. But that path is crowded today. And you know why? You know why it's crowded? Because the paths are crowded with those who've been kicked into ditches, kicked to the side, told to wait, told you have brought shame and are now long and no longer deserving of anything more than what you're getting right now, and you don't deserve nothing but death. These are the people who are on those crowded pathways, and they must be traveled, and they shall not be kicked to the side again, because they have decided, the generations, the millennial generation has decided and stood up. And I believe they stood up in God's name, because the stand happened over in Ferguson, Missouri, where Dred Scott is buried in that area. Dred Scott, the man who the Supreme Court made clear to him he would never, as a black man, see equal rights to a white man in America. And Ferguson stood up. I believe it was God's will that Ferguson get this opportunity as America moved toward the completion of the Civil Rights Act that began in the 1950s. If it be God's will, broken promises shall be amended, and America then shall move forward as Team America. Team America. Together, every one achieves more. Together, every American gets more. America. for the very first time in the history of this country, we all have stood beside, by the side, and we all love. We've stood together. We have come together. There is a togetherness in America now, and it's a rainbow. You need but to visit, to see, fly over reunions in the summer and see the rainbow of families to let you know that we stand in love in this country. And yes, everybody does not love everybody. That's why we have government, so that government can put in place the laws. And when people don't want to do things out of love, they will do it because the law says if you don't do it, you shall be penalized. And so that's where we stand this evening. We built this land on broken promises. This country was built on the backs of immigrants. This country was built on the backs of people who sought to come over here and did everything they could to be here. This land was built on the backs of the Native American Indian who was forced, to do it the white man's way. This country was built on the back of Africans who were stolen and brought into this land for nothing other than free labor. It's a team now. We are a team now. My great-grandmother was part Indian. And part black. Team now. For the first time in the history of this country, we stood side by side and in love. We will acknowledge that this country shall repent of slavery. Because everything this country has ever promised to groups of people, they've broken the promises. The promise has been kept. It took years and years and years and years and years for the promise to be finally kept. Reparations was a promise of 150 years ago, yet to be seen. Yet the white men received their pay for releasing Africans. And a governor, Governor Jindal, said of African Americans, drop the hyphenations. We can't drop it. It's who we are. We are African Americans. We can choose to use it or not. But Governor Jindal does not have the authority over bodies to tell black people what they should and should not be considering themselves as. We are who we choose to be because we are Africans removed from our native land, from our native tongue, across waters, have never seen, so many of us have never seen the land, and we shall not see it. So who do you think you are, America, to tell African Americans, don't call yourself that? We've been slaves, and we didn't want that. We've been coons. We've been a whole lot of names that we didn't choose. But we chose African Americans, and we chose blacks. And if you don't like it, like we've been told many times before, if you don't like it, leave the country. I love America. Yes, I do. Broken promise, Katrina. We're commemorating the 10th year And there are still people who have not gotten back into their homes. There are people who could not get back into their homes and who lost their homes because they have been priced out of ownership so that people of higher status could move into New Orleans. But here's what they better know. New Orleans is the people. I don't care how many rich, controlling, corrupt people move in there. Without the people of New Orleans, you do not have New Orleans anymore. You just got another piece of America. It's the people that make New Orleans. The centuries, generationals of the people. The struggle of the people. That's what New Orleans is. We built this land on broken promises. We learned survival based on what white men wanted blacks to have. And it was more than just the blacks that were mistreated. There's not a group that has not been mistreated by the white population. Wait. By the white men, mostly. The white women, okay. The white women at one time, the mothers, the sisters, the daughters, the aunts, they could not own zilch. Because this land, this constitution, everything is made and documented to support the wealthy white. The only reason that white woman went along with a lot of that is because she benefited more than anybody else. But the true history of America, more than the white women benefited, a lot of black women benefited too. Look at our population. Just look at it. We are a rainbow of people. We have more colors in our African-American heritage than any. We have more colors than any other group of people. We built this land, and we built it on broken promises. We, meaning America. We, meaning Americans. We built this land. And if the greed of the powerful will just be overtaken by the numbers of the masses, we can have the best America ever inside of 2 years. We can have great communities. We can have children wanting to come home to the place where they live. We can have parents wanting to go on those jobs and work and work. We can have fathers not leaving their homes because they cannot provide for their families. We got the GOP coming against women. We got the GOP to set up voter suppression. We got the GOP doing everything that they can to come against civil rights. The money that the government gave for Katrina, who used it? Politicians. I don't know which ones, but politicians. They tell me that a few went to jail. But what is a few going to jail when over 2,000 people died in the floods of Katrina? What is a couple of bodies going to jail? And that stock market crash we experienced in 2008, and nobody went to jail, and people died because of that. Families lost, lives lost, homes, fathers committed suicide, people died for lack of health care. We are still reeling 2008 stock market crash. But the banks were bailed out. And when politicians right now sit up there and tell me what they're going to do for me now because they have been there and now they won't after 40 years an opportunity to do something and they've been getting paid tax dollars for 40 years, la, 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 la. You don't got 40 years worth of salary. You do something for nothing. You just do something. Because I worked 45 years. And I didn't make the kind of salary these people made, and they get more vacations than you can shake a stick at. Shake that stick. Ain't no one group of people. Ain't no one color of people. Ain't no one class of people built this land. This country was built on the backs of Americans. And it was built on broken promises. And even though promises has been broken to the multitudes, people hung in and got the job done. Blacks joined the military and came after slavery and during slavery and came out of the military and couldn't even go in front doors of establishments in this country, couldn't get jobs in this country. Mm-hmm. We have never been included, the land of opportunity, exceptionalism, the land of the brave, the land of the free. Who's included in that? America the beautiful. Oh, yeah. And by God's grace, it is a great place. It's so great that people of all colors want to be here because they see the opportunities. But Americans right here are doing everything they can to prevent blacks from reaping the opportunities of this great country. But no more. No more. No more. The millennium generation is now completing the Civil Rights Act of 1964. The completion is in progress. And those of us older who have hand-me-down information about reparation, we're going to keep pushing reparation and pushing reparation and pushing reparation. Just like wealthy white people pushes white supremacy, we're going to push reparations. Because white supremacy is nothing more than gains that white people got from this government that gave them access to start businesses, operate farms, up their plantations. Their stuff come from government. The railroad first money came out of government, and what did blacks get out of it? But whites got plenty out of it. Government housing. How long did it take blacks to get something out of government housing? Around the early 1960s? Blacks were not afforded the same rights in this country. Blacks are not afforded the same rights in this country. Blacks shall be, in God's name, afforded the rights of this country. It shall be. It shall be. Because we have stood up in the name of the Lord thy God, and we shall claim for this land, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. It belongs to God. And the blood, sweat, and tears of my ancestors are here. The uninsured is more people of color uninsured in this country. When you look at wages, slave wages being paid, people of color, especially black people, at the bottom of the totem pole when it comes to wages. That's racism. That's institutional racism. Uninsured people, that's institutional racism. White, red states and blue states, that's racism. The GOP against the Democrats, that's racism. GOP stands for corporations. Democrats stand for working class. And let me say this. I'm tired of the word middle class. I'm tired. We are either working class or we are not. All that stuff about middle class, that too is a part of racism that came out of documents that were written by white men to distinguish blue blood supremacy, white supremacy. Middle class, no. Working class, yes. Because if you say you're looking out for middle class, then what about everybody who's not middle class? Up their nose? We built this land on broken promises, and we should gain a piece of it. We shall. And every day that we get up, we are going to do something that moves us toward gaining a piece of this land. For we know now, beyond a doubt, that there is no intention by white supremacy for anyone other than whites to ever be successful in this country. So if they don't give it, we shut it down. And we can do it because we have black power and we have rainbow power. We can do it, and we shall do it. Now, it's like medicine for a lot of people. They can take that medicine, go on and take it, even if you got to hold your nose and take it, because if you don't, you're going to get the medicine. You are now officially being injected with assimilation. It's not going away. Reparations, it's not going away. Women's rights, voters' rights, civil rights, and fixing up Katrina, by the time we get to that 10th year anniversary, that next 10th, we want everything to be great in America because the people power has stood up. And thanks to the protesters in Ferguson who stood up, and America stood up with them, and the country stood up with America. Thanks to those actions, we now can say beyond a doubt, black lives matter. Take your medicine. Black lives matter. Even if you got to hold your nose to take your medicine, take your medicine so we can heal this land. Black lives matter. Have a great weekend.